Hi, I'm Becca, and this is my husband, Gabe.
That's me.
Welcome to the podcast celebrating Jack Russell Terrier dogs.
And all the joys of companionship with canines of every kind.
Each week, we'll explore all the heartfelt, humbling, and hilarious stories that only dog parents can truly relate to. We're Jack Russell parents. Hey there, puppy parents. We hope you are having a splendiferous week.
I am. I just finished my first official week back at the office after many months of working remotely, although it has been a challenge to leave my family, who I got to see every day for so long.
And I think I know what would help you with that. Something that will bring some extra excitement to your workplace. Take Carson with you.
Yeah, no. I don't know about that. I mean, he would bellow at everybody that walked past. He's a little tornado. I don't think he would do well in an office setting.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He's an adorable tornado.
He certainly is, but I think he might be too excited, right? Yeah. But it's a thought, since June 25th is National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
I'm going to send an email about that, see if we can get it going.
Yeah.
It would be so fun if we could take him to work. And, you know, it was nice to see him working remotely. So I don't know. You still get to be at home, but I'm away. So how are we going to celebrate?
Well, since there are still those of us who get to work from home and those who are back in the office, today we're going to chat about dogs in the workplace, whether that's your home office or the office office. So we will cover my top three favorite things about working from home with my fur baby Carson, the top five things Carson has taught us about office manners while working from home. We also have some incredible parenting advice about dogs in the workplace etiquette. And you will hear about a company that has 7,000 pups working for them.
And to top it all off, we get to hear from you, other puppy parents.
So let's start by talking about working from home. I absolutely love it. I am an independent worker and I find myself less distracted at home, believe it or not. I am actually less distracted by my dog than I am by the people in my workplace. Because they like to have lengthy chats about, I don't know, anything and everything. So, Gabe, what did you like about working from home?
I liked not commuting, not having to wake up extra early so I could get ready to leave. I probably should have showered more often while I worked from home. Yeah. So anyway, I'm interested to know, because you haven't shared this with me. Let's hear your top three favorite things about working from home with Carson.
Okay, so I do have some wonderful things about Carson that I just love when he's here with me. So number one, he is a snuggle bug.
Yes, he is.
He sits next to me or at my feet or on the couch in the same room with me, and it just makes me feel loved.
That's a great development over the last year or two.
Yeah.
He's a total snuggle bug now.
He's a sweetheart. Number two, he is an exercise motivator. He gets me out for a walk during the workday.
Whether you want to or not.
That's right. He just decides it's time to go. My number three reason that I love working from home with Carson is daytime play makes the nighttime zoomies go away.
During your lunch break, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course. So, you know, normally we would be gone for, what, like 10 hours a day,
yeah,
honestly, poor guy.
Commute, almost 10 hours. It's awful.
And he's sleeping all that time. And so then when we would get home, we're done. We're tired. And he's like, hey, it's time to play. And so now I get to use time during the day, take breaks, get him some exercise. And it's a little less hectic in the evening.
Yeah, it was like doing a biathlon. And then you're like, oh, wait, surprise, it's a triathlon. You're not done
going.
Yet.
Yes. You got to keep going, even at the end of the day. Our next super fun list is the top five things Carson has taught us about office manners while working from home.
Yes, it has been a mind-bending experience, but very relevant.
Yes, yes. So I think y'all will be able to relate to these. The number one thing Carson has taught us is avoid scheduling meetings on Monday mornings, especially between 8 and 9 a.m. First of all, y'all, that's just too early. And it's stressful coming off the weekend. And because that's when the garbage truck comes. Carson seems to have a personal vendetta against the garbage truck, and he tells it off as it goes up one side of the street and then again as it goes down the other.
It's tedious because garbage trucks do not drive fast.
No, they take their time at each house.
Number two, if a coworker enters your office, they probably need something from you, whether it's a quick scratch behind the ear or food or a walk. Carson's pretty good about letting us know what he needs, thus how long we'll be pulled away, sometimes physically, from our desk.
Yes. And number three, have the courage to ask questions. It's always good to ask clarifying questions when you've been tasked with a project. What are your objectives? What is the deadline? Do you need to go potty? Do you want some peanut butter? Is it time for a walk? They'll let you know what they need.
Yep. All right. Number four. Don't talk back to your boss. Now, that doesn't mean you can't disagree with an idea or strategy, but it's best to choose your words wisely, as well as your tone. Every Jack Russell parent knows that Jacks will always one-up you in an argument. It's best to avoid elevating things unnecessarily and always submit complaints to your boss and especially to your Jack Russell in writing.
Yes, in writing. Needs to be official and trackable. Ooh, okay. Yeah. Number five, leave your emotions outside the office. It's best to leave your personal emotions and issues at the door when you get to work. Carson sometimes wakes up in a right foul mood.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
He is just grumpy and taking it out on us. And if your coworker comes to work this way, just give them some peanut butter and send them back to bed. So check your emotions, see how you're feeling so that you are nice and chipper when we get back from this commercial break. I had an awesome puppy parent connection the other day. I was rocking my Jack Russell Parents t-shirt in the grocery store, and because of it, I struck up a great conversation with a lady. And not only did she think my shirt was super cute, she too had a JRT named Wags.
And that's a great name. I love it when slogans like Dog Mom, Dog Dad, or Jack Russell Parents bring people together.
Me too. And one of my favorite prints is Jack Russell Terriers. Not a breed, a calling.
Yeah, raising a JRT just might be the highest calling of all.
Yeah. So are you a proud puppy parent that wants to connect with other puppy parents? Or do you simply like super cute doggy attire to go with your summer shorts? Either way, we have what you need at the Jack Russell Parents Store.
All our awesome prints come in a variety of t-shirts, hoodies, baby onesies, laptop sleeves, even coffee mugs. Your choice.
To join the doggy squad, check out all the rad merch options at jackrussellparents.com. Simply click on shop at the top and place your order. Go get them, puppy parents! We've talked all about working from home. Now, in honor of National Take Your Pet to Work Day, we will glean some excellent puppy parenting advice from PetMD.com. Monica Weymouth created a dog etiquette checklist you can follow when taking your dog to work.
Nice.
Number one on her list is to review your dog's resume. Like many people, not all dogs are cut out for the office. So Lee Siegfried, a trainer, says, for a dog to thrive in the workplace, they have to be able to relax and adjust to people coming and going and to really enjoy the company of people and likely other dogs.
You're probably
not going to be the only one with your dog there, right? She also says that dogs are territorial, protective, or have, if they have a bite history or anything like that, be sure to keep them at home. They might not be qualified to work in the office.
Number two, specialize your dog training. Trainer Marissa Sam says, I've always recommended teaching the dog really solid manners and practicing with a variety of silly greetings from a variety of people to mimic real life. This way, even with the giddiest of human greetings, the dog is able to remain calm and to look to his owner for guidance if things get a little too rowdy. Sam also recommends asking coworkers for help and setting your dog up for success. Having a little jar of dog cookies on your desk with a sign that says, "Please ask Jumpy to sit and toss him a treat," would be a fabulous way to provide some guidance for both dog and coworkers. I don't know. If you name a dog Jumpy, you kind of, you're setting them up for failure.
I wouldn't mind if somebody had a jar of cookies on their desk and they're like, "Hey, do this to get a treat." I might just, sure.
I'll put in 8 hours of sitting for a whole jar of cookies.
Oh my gosh. Number three is schedule a spa day. So you wouldn't go to work without taking a shower and brushing your teeth, right?
Right. No comment.
Okay, so similarly, you'll want to make sure your pup is smelling their best before meeting the team. Treat them to a spa day at the groomers and keep supplies on hand to keep them clean during the day, like grooming wipes, or even if you have some sort of fun minty dog treats or something like that.
Number four, be a good supervisor. Dogs are like interns. While they're great to have around, they require constant supervision. Really demeaning. For the comfort and safety of your dog and coworkers, plan to be with your dog at all times, especially when they adjust to the workplace. Limiting the space the dog is able to go to is also a good recommendation, or using a dog pen and gates and a leash to confine your dog within an immediate office space, as well as taking your dog with you when you leave your desk. That way, you always have your eyes on the dog, even if it's really well behaved.
Yeah, that's a really great idea. Next stop. Stock up on dog toys. Office life isn't always the most exciting. Wait, what? Anyway, with this in mind, make sure your pup has dog toys to distract him when that 3 p.m. slump rolls around. Poor treat. It's always good at 3 p.m.
Yes.
Otherwise, you may find that your desk becomes a chew toy or somebody else's possessions, and that would not be good.
And lastly, make time for exercise. If your dog is accustomed to an afternoon romp in the park, try to find a way to work some exercise into the day to keep them in good spirits.
Now that we know what to consider when we bring our pups to work, up next is Dogs in the News. So when it comes to company culture, Amazon is barking up the right tree.
Say what?
Yep. On any given day at their Seattle headquarters, employees share their workspace with as many as 7,000 dogs.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? At Amazon, bring your dog to work day is every day, which is a long-standing tradition that both Amazonians and their four-legged friends enjoy.
That explains the teeth marks on our packages sometimes.
Right? It's all coming together. It makes sense. Lara Hirschfields is the manager of the Wolf Pack. Yes, they have a manager for these 7,000 dogs. That's quite the position. That's awesome. And so how did this all start? Well, Amazon has been dog friendly since day one, and their dogs add to the fun, dynamic energy of the workplace. And in the early days of Amazon.com, a husband and wife team brought their Welsh Corgi, Rufus, to work with them. And he became a surprisingly productive part of the team. Employees would use Rufus's paw to click the computer mouse to launch some of the earliest pages of Amazon.com. I love that, because that's what we do. Like when we're doing something that we feel is important or big. Well, we don't use Carson's paw, but we like click it together.
You click it together, yeah.
It's a team effort. So Rufus's memory is still honored at Amazon. There are photos of him around campus, and there's even a building in South Lake Union that was named after the beloved Corgi. Additionally, there are plenty of fun things for dogs to do on campus. So the reception desk in every office building, they're a must stop for dogs because they have snacks and treats at every reception desk. And on the 17th floor of one of their buildings, there's a doggy deck complete with a fake fire hydrant. That is a necessity.
Yeah.
Where dogs can run around. The neighborhood has no shortage of poop bag stations, designated dog relief areas, and dog-friendly water fountains.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. This year, they also opened a community off-leash dog park in the Denny Triangle neighborhood for employees and dogs in the community to enjoy, and it features rocks and other structures for dogs to play on. I had no idea Amazon did this, and I think it's really incredible.
Wow, it's amazing. And Carson would love it there.
He would. He would. And having pets in the workplace, they have found that to actually lower stress and boost morale. And I could see that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And the benefits don't stop there. The dog-friendly policy also contributes to the company's culture of collaboration. As Hirschfield notes, dogs in the workplace is an unexpected mechanism for connection. She says she sees Amazonians meeting each other in their lobbies and elevators every day because of their dog.
Just like in real life. Yeah. I'm talking to this person I never would have said hi to because they said hi to my dog first, or I like the look of their dogs, or the dogs like each other. And just, yeah, it creates conversation.
Yeah, it's a great way to connect.
I remember when I used to work in an office, the boss's wife would bring in her dogs. She loved those really kind of quiet, giant Labrador dogs. I call them the Brontosaurus dogs, and we just humdy-dum around the office, usually with her. It was just such a calm, positive presence walking around. I always left that day with a smile.
Yeah, and so we are delighted to have met you all through our doggy connection, and we will be right back to hear from you. Aloha Mama Apparel wants to spread the spirit of aloha. Genesis Belote, the creator of Aloha Mama Apparel, was born on the mainland and resides in Southern California. But she cherishes her Hawaiian culture and honors the half of her family that lives on the island. She loves being a mama and a designer. At Aloha Mama, they know being a mama is hard work, but it's the best work. That's why they style mamas and kiddos in apparel that is bright and filled with beachy vibes. For the cutest casual attire celebrating the spirit of aloha, go to shopalohamama.com. That's shop, A-L-O-H-A-M-A-M-A.com. Shopalohamama.com. Next up is puppy parent replies. First, we asked some puppy parents, do you get to take your dog to work? LD says, I run deliveries. My bae is always with me. I got her goggles for the extended time in the car. I'll just have
she has her head out the window. Okay, wow. Yeah, Carson might need goggles. That's a good idea.
It's a great job to take your dog. That's wonderful.
Angela G says, I got Haley one summer. I had an internship and the office was dog friendly. So sometimes she would come to the office with me and help me design some pretty neat buildings. The World Cup was happening that summer. So if I needed to keep her entertained, I would put the games on my laptop for her and she'd be set.
She just watched some soccer.
Oh, that's great.
World Cup is soccer, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, good. Anyway, Natalie S. says, this is my school principal. So there's a picture. Giving my pug, Grace, a treat from her fridge. Grace comes to school with me daily and helps me teach my art class. Several of the teachers keep dog snacks for her. Wow. Oh, that's so cute.
That's a Jack, too.
It is. Wow.
One of them calm Jacks.
Yeah.
Then we asked JRT parents, if you switched to working from home during the last year, how did it affect your relationship with your JRT?
Laura H. says, I've had to rename him Velcro.
Nice.
Stuck to her.
Pinky M says, my pup didn't understand at first, but we built a new routine and she gets it now. It's not all fun and games. I've got to get work done.
Yes. Common misconception. When you work from home, you do work a lot.
You actually work. Yes. Just like you do when you're at the office. Oh, but Pinky also adds that her pup makes her stop and take breaks. So that helps.
That's right. Susan E. says, yes, I have been working from home since March last year. Every time I move, I see this. Aww. And it's a cute little JRT staring at her. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for your replies. If you would like your puppy parent reply featured on the show, be sure to follow us on social media at JRT Podcast and answer the questions we post. We can't wait to hear your replies. Did you enjoy this episode? Did you learn from the content? Or did you just have a good, relatable laugh? Well, now what? It's time to subscribe, follow, keep listening, and give a positive review on the Apple Podcast app. Then share the podcast with other puppy parents. This will allow us to connect you and your friends with fun, dog-loving content week after week. Until next time, this is Becca and Gabe, the Jack Russell parents.
Say bye, Carson.
We'd love to connect with you online at jackrussellparents.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at JRT Podcasts. That's at JRT for Jack Russell Terrier Podcast.
The Jack Russell Parents Podcast is produced by Earball Audio.
Jack Russell Parents is brought to you in part by Super Chewer. From the makers of BarkBox, Super Chewer is a themed monthly delivery of toys and treats made especially for dogs who play harder and demand a challenge. Simply go to jackrussellparents.com and click the Super Chewer link to enjoy their great offers while also supporting our podcast. Mm-hmm.